Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I read this article and I was stunned by all the things you're not supposed to put in your dishwasher.
Oh, man.
I know. It stressed me out.
There are certain things that say not dishwasher safe that I still put in there.
Of course.
So I'm in trouble.
Right. And Nick has taught me a few things. He's more of the dishwasher guy. He's better at putting dishes in.
Yeah.
He's more organized with it. Yeah. Like anytime I do it, he's aghast at my mistakes I make.
How you put it in. How you stack them.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I just throw them in there.
Oh, no. You have to have an order.
Oh, yeah. He's
like
big on
left
the,
to right, you know.
He's very good with the bowls.
Back
the bowls,
to front.
I didn't realize the bowls, that there's that one area where bowls go and stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is his more to make sure that everything gets clean or to make sure that everything fits?
Fits. He's a big, it's all about the fitting. So some of these things, I know he's told me not to put in the dishwasher, so I know them. Cast iron. I think most people know that you're not even really supposed to soap cast iron, I believe.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I put a little soap in it, but then you're supposed to just wash it and dry it out because it can rust.
Yes. Soaps and abrasive sponges can damage the finish and seasoning.
I was going to say, that's why you have to have it seasoned.
Yes. Use coarse salt to scrub it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And if you do accidentally wash your cast iron pan with soap, don't stress. You can re-season the cast iron, just oil it up.
Yeah.
And then bake it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's a lot of, isn't cast iron a lot of work, but it's so great.
It's the best.
I knew this one, nonstick pots and pans.
Right.
Again, damage the finish.
Right. And then they're no longer nonstick. So
nonstick,
what's the point?
Makes me nervous. And I love nonstick, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you probably have a nonstick pan that's way too old and you're, like, making eggs and of the nonstick gets into your eggs.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It comes off in your egg. That's when it's time to throw it away.
I know. But if it's all you have, crystal. I don't own any crystal, so I'm good. But crystal glass is delicate. The high heat, water jets can cause chips or cracks. And it also will help them. It will hurt them and might develop a cloudy residue over time.
See, I only drink from crystal at my place, so I'm constantly hand washing.
I know. It's tiring.
Yep.
Wooden cutting boards and utensils.
The cutting
boards I know, but utensils, I think I throw those in.
Oh, yeah, they can crack from the heat.
Yeah, warp. I mean, at least it's not doing something that's going to, I don't care if I have a warped wooden spoon. I'm fine with that.
I know, but sometimes I just put it on the top rack and call it a day.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Copper pans, they tarnish. Then they can ruin the shine of your beautiful copper pots and pans.
You're not supposed to use copper.
You're not?
I feel like you're not.
Why? I don't have any.
You don't want too much copper in your system.
Okay. Knives. Your best knives. Now, I did know this.
Don't put them in the dishwasher?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Yes, but you can crack the handle, right?
Dull the edges of the blades, and then you have to sharpen them more frequently, and they can cause carbon, steel, and other materials to rust.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say anything about the handle. Graters.
Cheese grater?
Oh, yes. Cheese grater? Really?
They're almost impossible to clean on your own, so I kind of scrub them down, but if there's still stuff, then I have to put them in there.
What happens to
them? Nothing. They just wear over time. Yeah,
that just means you buy a new one sooner. It's a grater.
Ooh, it's
that
a grater.
That costs $3.
Yeah. Pressure cooker lids.
It's electronic. Why would you put it in there?
Well, it says technically the top of your Instapot is dishwasher safe, but it's not a great cleaning option. Because of their food particles can get clogged and the seals may be damaged.
Well, and part of the reason it stinks over time is because you have to take that seal off
and clean
underneath because there's food that gets in there.
Oh, that's like those rubber spatulas and stuff that come off.
Yeah.
Don't ever try it. Don't. just throw it away. Don't look underneath. Don't take it apart. It'll scar you. Milk glass.
What? What is that?
Is that the glass like milk comes in?
It says it can take a yellow tint if you. What does that mean? Just a glass you've drank milk out of?
Milk glass is kind of that. How do I describe it? It's sort of translucent, opalescent.
Okay.
Not really solid white. It kind of looks like whitewashed glass, sort of maybe.
I don't own any, so I'm good.
A lot of it, they're white, and then they have little bumps along them. You know what I'm talking about?
Some of them do, yeah.
Does it come in crystal?
Because you have that.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah.
Milk glass is like the old, like your grandmother probably.
Oh yeah,
has you've passed it.
They're not attractive.
Passed it down from generation to generation. They're cute.
Thin plastic containers.
Yeah. But you put them in, and if they're messed up, then you throw them away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I always put Tupperware in there.
All these trendy like water bottles and mugs and all this stuff you can get, you're not supposed to put in the dishwasher. And
now,
it's cool.
I think Yeti you can.
Yeti you can. But some people claim that it takes away the Yetiness of it if you do. But a lot of this, and Tervis is pretty good about it too, but a lot of the things, the Ballpark Village thing you gave me the other day, I can't put in the dishwasher. And it's also, all these things come with a sticker that says you have to wash, you know, wash with, you can't put it in the dishwasher, wash with soap and hot water. And I'm like, that's what a dishwasher does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.